Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. This is she.
All right. And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was calling to see, could I file for unemployment?
Okay. Have you filed a claim before?
A long time ago. About 2 years ago, I think.
Okay. You can file a claim, and then once it's processed, if they determine that you're eligible and approved for benefits, then they'd issue payments.
Okay.
What's your Social Security number?
It's 424-136-233.
All right, that was 424-136-233.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
My name is Shirley Heath.
Did your last name change?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your previous last name?
It was Davis.
Was it ever
Moon.
Anything?
Mm-hmm. Moon? Moon prior to dating. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Okay. My date of birth is 2/9/1976. The number is 104-10974.
For your driver's license?
ID. It's ID.
Okay. And has that number changed at all?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's the new number, what you just
yes,
provided?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
McCants. McCants.
All right. And so you're needing to file a new claim?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so your first name is Shirley?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name, you said, is,
Heath,
what is it?
Heath, H-E-A-T-H.
All right. And previously it was Moon and Davis?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And for your date of birth, you said it was February 9th, 1976?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Kind of, sort of, but I'm still trying to work, but I'm not working right now.
So do you want to select yes for that one or no?
No.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
And your mother's maiden name you said was McCants?
Mm-hmm.
And for your driver's license, was it a driver's license or a state ID?
State ID.
And is it for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was that number one more time?
It's 104-10974.
All right, that was 104-10974.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid beach.
Checking.
What was it?
Checking. My checking account.
All right. And what's your routing number?
It is 06-31-14-030.
That was 06-31-14-030.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number?
It's 480-416-627.
All right. That was 480-416-627.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
It's 802 Farwood Drive, F-A-R, Wood Drive, Valley, Alabama, 36854.
Okay. That was 802 Farwood, and you said F-A-R-W-O-O-D?
F-A-I-R.
F-A-I-R.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Valley?
Yes, ma'am. Alabama.
Right. And the zip code was 36854?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's a good phone number you can be reached at?
334-758-3948.
That was 334-758-3948?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? There's West Point, Columbus, Valdosta, Atlanta, or none of the above?
West Point, close to me.
And the next question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? There's GPS Land Surveying, Latika, Solids Flow, Vision Service, or none of the above?
None of both. I don't remember.
And the next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Avery Place, Western Hills Drive East, Tomahawk Trail, 21st Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
21st Avenue.
And the next question is, in which of the following states does Deprecious Smith currently live or own property? There's Alabama, Arkansas, District of Columbia, Kentucky, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
She used to be my Smith, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Alabama.
And the last question is, in what county do you currently live? There's Wilcox, Conecuh, Morgan, Chambers, or none of the above?
Chambers.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What's the last day that you worked?
November 2nd was my last day, but I'm still working, but I'm not working. I'm out on leave because I've been having problems going on with my blood and stuff in my foot where I'm having a hard time walking.
Okay. So November 2nd was the last day?
Nope. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work. I work for a company.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title or job description?
I take care of elderly people with dementia.
So, like a registered nurse, a home health aide, personal and
resident
home care
assistant.
Aide.
Resident assistant.
All right, and are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
And what kind of job are you trying to gain employment in?
I'm going, whenever the doctor releases me, I'm going back to Valley Park Manor. That's where I work at. When I do go back.
Okay. So you are going to be returning back to the job to do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So
am.
If you weren't returning, would you be looking for the same type of job?
Yes, ma'am. I sure ain't will.
All right, and what is the name of your separating employer?
It's Valley Park Manor.
And that's how it's listed on your pay stub and everything?
It say another name, but I forgot.
Give me just a moment while I try and get it pulled up in the system.
Mm-hmm. What? In here, you can do it in here.
Okay. Is it Apex Management?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. I just couldn't get the name out at the time.
All right. And what's a good phone number for them?
Hold on. It's 334-756-2600. And her name is Amber Griggs.
That was 334-756-2600.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your employment start date?
It was 2 years ago, April 2020. Yeah, think like the 15th, April the 15th.
April 15th, 2020?
Uh-huh.
And the last day you worked, you said, was what date?
November the 2nd.
And what city was the work performed in?
Valley, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, no, ma'am.
And is this your separating employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Other.
All right, and under the specific reason for why you're no longer working under other, the options to choose from are strike or lockout, working part-time, no reason given, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, reorganization or restructuring, company closed or was sold, position eliminated, laid off as no work is available, or corporate downsizing?
Leave of absence.
All right, and what is the name and title of the person who granted you the leave of absence?
Well, I'm my doctor and Amber Griggs. Dr. Harper, the surgeon.
And is Amber Griggs with your employer?
Uh-huh.
And what's her title?
She's our administrator.
And why are you on a leave of absence? There's maternity, medical, military, or other?
Medical. Chris, medical.
And who requested the leave of absence, you or your employer?
My employer. You can come in.
And what was the beginning date of your leave of absence?
November 2nd.
And the end date?
I'm due for surgery, so I don't know when I'm going to be able to go back.
Do you know when your surgery is supposed to be?
I don't know. I won't know till December 13th.
And then how long after the surgery?
About 6 to 8 weeks, I think. They finna remove two of my toes.
Okay, so would you say like March of next year possibly, or later than that?
I hope sooner. Depends on how quick I heal.
Okay. So what do you want to list for the end date as like the
I say March.
Around March 1st of 2023?
Mm-hmm. End of March or 1st of March. I mean, end of February, 1st of March.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Okay, I'll read them.
All right, so it's 3376.
2376?
No, ma'am, 3376.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov And if you choose to call via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I don't.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy your day.
All right. You too. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.